An American spacecraft, Peregrine 1, launched last week with the goal of landing on the moon, but unfortunately, it ended in failure. The spacecraft experienced a propulsion fault that prevented it from landing on the lunar surface. As a result, the operators decided to command the spacecraft to destroy itself by entering Earth's atmosphere and burning up over the Pacific Ocean. The loss of signal with Peregrine was confirmed by a tracking station in Canberra, Australia. It is unlikely that any remains of the spacecraft will survive intact to reach the ocean surface. Astrobotic, the private operator of the mission, had intended to deliver 5 NASA instruments to the moon's surface to study the local environment. If successful, this would have been the first American mission in 50 years and the first ever private venture to achieve a lunar landing. However, the mission encountered difficulties soon after launch. Despite the challenges, the engineers were able to diagnose the problem and extend the life of the lander beyond expectations. The team worked together to restore some capabilities of the spacecraft and direct it back to Earth. While the mission did not achieve its intended goal, it is still considered an impressive engineering success. The fault in the spacecraft was traced to leaking propellant from a ruptured oxidizer tank. This caused the craft to lose stability and prevented the solar panels from maintaining a constant power supply. Despite these challenges, some of the payloads on board were activated and able to gather data, including information on the radiation environment between Earth and the Moon. One of the NASA instruments, the Peregrine Ion Trap Mass Spectrometer, developed in the UK, performed well in the checkout tests and may have the opportunity to fly again on future lunar missions. Astrobotic is the first of 3 US companies participating in a new private-public partnership with NASA to send a lander to the moon this year. The agency is purchasing transport services from these companies to support future lunar missions. Astrobotic will have another opportunity later this year to attempt a lunar landing with a NASA rover called Viper. Intuitive Machines, based in Houston, will also attempt a soft landing on the moon next month. These missions are part of a larger effort to explore and study the moon's surface.